Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Friday tailgate continues at 4:15. Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Arch came down and saw us at the Rivers yesterday, offered to buy me tea because he knows I'm hurting. Great dude. Awesome place to watch games this weekend, starting tonight with the Pens and Caps. Mark Cabali, Pat McAfee, correspondent in studio with us. Mark, should Steelers fans feel better or worse about things after watching that game last night?
Wow. They should feel better because I think the fact that neither one of them decided to even play any ounce of defense. Because what did we talk about, or at least I talk about a lot, is if the Steelers are going to lose a game, I think they're going to lose a game when their offense can't put up enough points to supersede what their defense might give up, right? Because of a team, if you look at that team right there, the Steelers, both those teams, the Steelers should put up 35 points, and you would believe that the Steelers' defense could hold either one of those teams in the 20s. So just that fact, I think if you're going to lose your Steelers, you're going to fail offensively more than you would fail defensively.
So like a team like the Chiefs beats them 24-20 because their offense can't get going. Which of those two teams that played last night do you think is a worse matchup for the Steelers? Like presents them with more issues?
I mean, if we throw T. Higgins in there instead
of Andre Yoshivas or Jermaine Burton doesn't do it for you?
Nah, or...
So if it's a fully healthy Bengals offense, imagine that. Who's a more
offense,
problematic team?
Offense, I think I'm a little bit more worried about Joe Burrow and what he's been able to do over the past
Then, Pony, though, we have to go back a little bit or at least reconsider how we both felt about that game. We wanted the Ravens to lose.
Yep.
But it sounds like if you feel that the Bengals are more dangerous to the Steelers because of the style that they play, then you should be happier that they lost because now they're four games back in the loss column.
You know, that's one thing we're going to find out here in 10 days. Is if Mike Tomlin reverts back to old Mike Tomlin. Hey, let's just win 13-10 because we always win 13-10, right?
I brought that up to Pony. I said, is he going to trust against the Ravens who can't defend a nosebleed if it's coming out of the
passing game? You're absolutely
right. Is he going to let Russell Wilson try to put up 35
or 38? I think he will. I think he's got enough faith in Russell Wilson to open up things for him.
I mean, I think that's a big step in the change of Mike Tomlin of 2024. If he allows them to go out there and not worried about, you know, if you're on the 37-yard line to punt it because you want them to go to the long field. You know, don't play the field position game. So,
speaking of in-game decisions, I know they won mainly because Lamar Jackson against everybody but the Steelers is insane. What the hell was John Harbaugh doing? Challenging a 2-yard gain inside the 5, burning timeouts. That was a masterclass in how to absolutely suck as an in-game coach.
And I had no issue with Zach. I almost said Zach Bryan because I've got him on the brain right now.
I thought he did the right thing.
I had no issue with him. I thought that was the right call to go for two. I just didn't like the 2-point call.
I thought they had Chase open in the back of the end zone.
I mean, he had 240 yards. Just flip it up to him.
Well, I just
that moment.
I also thought they got jobbed on that play by a penalty, two penalties not being called, a hold and Burrow just getting, you know, the
aren't you allowed to chuck him within five? I mean, that's close.
Okay, then at least the Burrow play, hands to the face.
Yes.
You know, it's something that everyone's
talking
about.
He tackled Gesicki within five.
He did. Chuck him.
Well, I'm saying it could have been
why
called.
Why don't we have a sky judge right now? I thought Al Michaels is sometimes catatonic on those games, but
he clearly had Bengals money line last night because he was furious after
but,
the
I mean,
game.
I think he was also at least energized because the game got insane in the last 25 minutes of actual game time. He's right, though. How many times, just the broad-based point, do we have a game that everyone agrees was a great game, a compelling game, the exact product that makes the NFL so popular? And yet, I feel like two out of every three of those kinds of games, we're talking about a literal, not like a call in the second quarter that was interesting and decisive. We're talking about a call in the last minute of the game that is extremely controversial, that everyone just goes, well, no way to fix this. Oh, we can tell you that a guy didn't get his second foot down or that this wasn't an interception by whoever it was. Was it Cam Taylor-Britt or whatever in that game? We can tell you he didn't catch that ball. But we also are not concurrently allowed to tell you that Joe Burrow got smacked in the face and face masked on that play. What's the point?
I think they're working through that, though.
Work to it now. How much tougher can it be?
It's at a point now where they are using the sky judge.
But
to
you see what I mean.
Points, right?
Okay, you see what I mean.
Not on penalties, is
why
what Chris
would it,
is saying.
Why
what
would
I'm
it,
saying is we're working towards that.
I'm not asking for them to say, like, did Gesicki get tackled on that play? I'm saying it is a black and white rule in the rule book. You cannot put your hand in the guy's face mask, or you can't hit the quarterback in the face like that, even incidentally. His hand was in the face mask. How are you not using sky judge to say, guys, you got it wrong. Half the distance to the goal, that's a personal foul.
Yeah,
try the point, the two-pointer again.
I guess I don't think they're working it out. Where do you start at? Do you do the entire game like this? Every single play is like that?
Since most of these games come down to the last 4 minutes or 2 minutes, how about you start there at the bare minimum, and how about you start with things that are, like I just said, hard and fast rules that really are not open for interpretation?
And it wouldn't take much, right? I mean, it should be 5 seconds,
They look at the film and say, he smacked Joe Burrow in the face and face mask. Run the play again from the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Or from the 1.5 or whatever.
But where do we stop at? Do we say, well, that left tackle looked like he held on that play?
That's what I mean. I don't need that. That's my whole point here. I guess I'm not being clear about this. I don't want them to go back and look at, did a guy have his hand on the outside of his shoulder pad? Is that a holding? Or even is that pass interference? Force them to do that on their own. But this is a black and white rule that was violated on that play. At least one of the penalties that should have been called. There's no real room for interpretation there.
Mark, are you surprised by just how bad Diontae Johnson is now at playing wide receiver?
I will give him the benefit of the doubt that he's only been there for, 10 days. But I tell you one thing, where he has performed well is to get some of those other guys lit a fire under their rear ends. Zay Flowers looking pretty good. Bateman looking a little bit better there. So both their tight ends looking good, likely was out, but
Mark, why has he rubbed so many people the wrong way? I mean, why is it that it was both coaches and players here that were just ready to be done with him?
I think he might think he was better than what he was at points, to be honest with you.
He doesn't come off to me like, I think usually if you're a low maintenance, quiet guy, people are fine with that. The only thing I'll say is he comes off very like mopey. Like, if he's got a problem with you, he's not going to get in your face unless your name's Mitch Trubisky. But, like, the public front-facing persona is almost mopey, is all I can come up with. And guys don't really like that because it's like, what are you doing here, man? Like, hands not in the pile.
And that's the one of the main reason why he got traded, and everybody complained about they traded him from Dante Jackson. First, he wanted traded. And second of all, they just wanted to rid himself of that potential problem right there. I mean, he wasn't like the over-the-top type of guy that's going to cause problems, but when those doors shut and the media people were there, I think there was a lot more of me rather than us and we. So, and I think I've heard the same thing. I've talked to people in Carolina, and they said, well, he's a good enough guy, but just not a good teammate. And that's basically what you hear here.
What happened with him and Minka? Where Hayward had to break it up. Do we know what the genesis of that?
Oh, I thought you meant the time. I'm thinking Chase Claypool when Minka beat him up.
That's
still one of my favorite. Oh, that was 5 years ago.
Minka just kicked his ass.
Oh, yeah, it was in practice. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
Just pummeled him. It was still one of the best days.
And Minka in that battle has given up 2 or 3 inches in height and probably, 25 pounds?
So why did T.J. Watt and Hayward have to get Minka to back off Johnson?
I can't remember what happened. It was the infamous Browns game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. Nobody even knew about it. What happened, because obviously it happened at halftime, and we went in there and we were trying to ask Deontay, and he's like, I'm not talking, and nobody was talking. We're like, what is going on here? We didn't find out till later that something happened. I don't really recall what really happened there. I'm sure that
there was no scuttlebutt. We know you love scuttlebutt.
Oh, you swim in it.
I'm a scuttlebutter.
Yes.
I don't recall what happened. I've never heard that specifically of what caused that scuttlebutt, but it definitely had to get broken up. I know that. So, once again, you can't be doing that type of stuff, and you can't have T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward breaking it up. I mean, he's just, like I said, there's a lot of good guy, not a good teammate, and I've heard that in multiple places.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Mark used to do a mailbag when he was at his previous employer, and he doesn't really do it anymore. So we put out a Mark's mailbag, and now people have questions for you.
I'm sure they're very, very good ones.
Here comes a headline from Seth on The Fan.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.